numero 8. Put together like Vanity Kane. Fuck your feeling, I'm stuck in my ways. Welcome me to be stuck in their place. They ain't sending that shit to my face. Cause they know I get shots like Clay. I wanna rock right now. Hitting whippin' to eatin' halal. Get to clippin' while whippin' you sound. You get hit, you gon' sing like Bilal. Back it up. See that bitch, I'm actin' up. Cause I'm right here, ain't actin' up. Smack it up. 100 ain't no whackin' us.
Put you to the maximum. I do what I want to. Stay, yeah, ain't no accident.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. My name is Abe Jollis, and you're listening to Instant Crush on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here joined by my two co-hosts, Swervathan Lagooting Splat and Beezer 12 Washing Beard. How are y'all doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
You sure you didn't use those ones already?
Positive. We have an extensive list.
Every show, the pronunciation gets better. Like, you get better at it.
You would think, but in my head, it's the opposite.
It was great.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Jared Cohen, Finian Sicoccio.
Howdy.
Welcome to the show. We are back after a 2-3 week hiatus. Thank you, Jared, for that.
2 week hiatus. You're welcome. Things are better after a little break.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling on it tonight. I'm wired. Finian, how about you?
I'm feeling great. Finals week over for me.
Love it. Get those assignments done.
Well, you know, most of them. The completion percentage is not important. It's about the effort
level. You're shooting 98% right now.
Just about.
Yeah. You missed, one or two deadlines?
Yeah, one or two essays. But, you know, we'll get them done.
We're rolling. We have a great show in store for you guys. Excellent couple weeks of information that we hope to bring some lovely instant crush to. Jared, what do we have on the board?
It was the eve of the NFL draft. And I don't have a rhyme to follow that. But the next song is What Can We Do by Anderson .Paak.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. It's the rap singer, the hook cast, real life rhyme, big son of a gal. Girl up and go, she'll be back in the morning. Go to mama, take your trauma. Seems like I can't live without her. I'm aching more, cause my heart is broke, cause my love went wrong. Yeah, another bag and she left me in the mold. While the bubble over stove. As I was dreaming of a bag, and I woke, it was starting to snow. Oh, yeah. And in a bed full of cash, you slowly rolled over and whispered back to me. That's just the way things have to be.
Bro, where you going?
Let me go.
Hey.
Whoa, whoa, hey. Whoa, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Hey.
You waiting there too long, my love. you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you. I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things changed, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you have because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with five Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini and motherfuckers can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV. I make this shit look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back? Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Wonder why the fuck did I ain't call you lately. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex, and others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef, and that's me. And you could order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You could probably catch the summer where it's sunny next. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting tapped off in the front row of the opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I gotta go, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still I'm on the back of the boat, taking pictures with the surface.
Why you always on?
Paper cut on your tongue from a razor in a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in the baking sun. I hope your titties all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win a lottery and lose your ticket. I hope it's Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck, your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you spill shit on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face. Cause my loss is how Delilah changed my locks to a fade. I hope you happy, I hope you happy. I hope you ruin this shit for a reason. I hope you happy.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a
WMFO Medford.
Welcome back to Instant Crush. If you're just joining us, I am Abe Jollis, joined with my two co-hosts, Jared Cohen and Finian Sicoccio. Before we get into the talking points for today, if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you could help us keep it freeform.
Beautiful, very beautiful.
Thank you. All right, first up on the menu, the NBA. It's playoff season, but that is not what we're talking about. I recently was on the Athletic website,
mm-hmm.
doing some light reading of incredible articles.
As one does.
As one does. And I come across this one saying that the NBA should consider banning the charge.
I've heard this.
Considering now we have had three major injuries on charges. Tyler Herro broke his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Morant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And, I mean, Ja Morant, you just see every game he plays, he just,
yeah, especially
throws himself down the lane. Loud.
After what he did to LeBron, too.
It's ridiculous.
Night.
I mean, it honestly, in the article's defense, it is an incredibly injury-prone play. You have a guy who's there trying to take contact at risk of taking knees to the head and upper body, and you have a guy who's flying through the air, you know, already fragile enough as it is with his center of gravity off the ground and balance shaky.
Do you agree with the article? Like,
respectfully, if they ban the charge, softest era, like,
yeah,
ever.
Oh, yeah.
I do not agree with the article for that reason. I see where they're coming from, but what do you guys think?
Well, I think if you're going to...
It's
you
like
know,
the one physical play left in basketball.
Well, I think there are still plays where similar stuff happens, right? Like, on any, you know, dunk attempt, there's going to be this similar danger.
Right.
And, like, you know, there's a similar argument in the NFL, right? Getting rid of, you know, kickoffs, right?
Yeah.
And punt returns. But I feel like if you're going to remove the charge, you, like... you're not eliminating any threat that isn't going to happen in like other types of plays in basketball.
And then what? It's just a blocking foul every time? Like, what do you mean? Get rid of the charge.
So
there's no such thing as an offensive foul anymore. It would totally change the way that you have to officiate. And then second of all, also like there's so many players who like make a living off of drawing charges. Like not as an entirety of their effort, but like Kyle Lowry has been drawing charges for years. Marcus Smart been drawing charges for years. Like these dudes, like that's part of what makes them good.
Hey, I mean, I didn't write it, but. I completely agree. I mean,
man, you brought it up.
Hey,
speaking of Marcus Smart, Celtics moving on.
Oh God,
how are we feeling?
I was convinced they were gonna blow the series. Like I was.
They just kept giving Atlanta every chance.
Dude, it's literally like it's their thing for years. Like every time the Celtics lose because of their own, it's their own fault. Like they like shoot themselves in the foot. They forget how to play defense.
I gotta say, like that stretch right before they started choking at the very end, like they were playing incredible. Like where they hit like four straight threes, and like Marcus Smart had that crazy pass to Horford.
Yeah,
like they were playing
Al
insane.
Horford,
dude, tonight,
Al Horford
like
from
the
corner.
The end of the game, the final 4 minutes was like. That's what they're supposed to look like. And they never, like, why can't they always look like that?
Hey, I mean, y'all might be title favorites, but I heard the Cavs favorite for the Cancun Invitational.
Ooh.
Cavs in seven.
I mean, people are sleeping, though. All right. Sixers, Celtics. If Embiid misses any games, it's over. Yeah. The Celtics are going to win.
I already think that
if he's healthy, the Celtics, historically, in recent years, have been very good against the Sixers. Obviously not a wrap. Embiid is the MVP. But then whoever wins that series is playing the winner of Heat, Knicks. And... Jimmy Butler is like the unknown factor. He can just win you a series. But in general, I feel like you're taking the Sixers or the Celtics over either of those teams.
I would love to see a Heat Celtics.
I do not. I would.
I am praying
that they lose to the Knicks. I can't. My body is not meant for that. It will take years off my life.
Honestly, for the fans, I think we need a Celtics Knicks Eastern Conference Finals.
No, for the fans, Celtics Heat. I feel like who cares about the Knicks.
The Knicks fans.
Stephen A. Smith.
We need the Knicks fans to still be in the playoffs. They just bring.
It's
all
true.
Sorts
the energy is unmatched.
All the most annoying fans I know are Heat fans.
It's
Jackson.
The
Hall.
One. The
no,
one
there's
man.
Two. There's two.
Who's the other one?
Howie.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out to Jared's roommate.
Does not live with me.
Sorry, ex roommate.
Mickey Mouse co-host.
Lived in the same dorm with me.
I thought you were in the house. Blaking. He's not in the house.
No.
How many guys? You got like nine guys.
We got 10. Yeah, he's not one.
Sorry,
of them.
Sorry, it's not radio talk.
Hey, it's fine. We're just
he'll be on next week.
It's 12:30 in the morning. We talk about whatever we want.
We're just chatting.
Also, about the NBA, some people on Twitter, the old Bird app, have been complaining about fraudulent, I'm doing air quotes, fraudulent, mediocre teams that cannot play consistently in terms of the playoffs with how many upsets there have been.
What? Who's complaining about that? This has been
on the Bird
most competitive
app,
playoffs.
Jared.
This, yeah, like literally been the most surprising.
This is why Twitter
yet.
Sucks. Is
that makes no sense.
They're complaining about the one thing that I love about these playoffs.
The NBA has been, it's at its best. Every team is playing at
this is,
such a high level.
This is the first time I've ever seen where like every series for the most part has been like, you know what? Like I see a scenario where either team could win.
Exactly.
Including the Hawks-Celtics series. Obviously the Heat won. Like Lakers-Grizzlies could go either way and the Grizzlies are the two seed. Like,
I mean... It's
the Mavs didn't even
LeBron
make the playoffs.
James.
Speaking of the Grizzlies,
Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. What on earth is he
doing? It's funny because we started this thing like as a joke, like, oh, he did something stupid, and then he just kept doing stupid. And now it's not even us. Now, like, the whole country, like, is hyper aware of, like,
because of us.
His antics.
It's because of Instant
Crush. But I feel like it started.
I forgot that we did talk about him.
It started really early, where, like, we were joking the first time, and he just kept doing it.
I could scroll up my notes right now for every show and see our flagship segment.
How did I hear that honk?
There's a honk outside. My goodness. Hey, at least it wasn't like a car motor.
Yeah, well, you heard it here first. We predicted Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
It's not that we predicted it. It's just like he heard us.
We hopped on the bandwagon first.
Next week there will be a live interview with Dylan Brooks here at WMFO.
Ghostface Killer.
He was like, y'all are making me the villain. Who is y'all? Like, you are making yourself the villain.
Honestly,
like,
I wouldn't care. You got to own the role.
And I kind of like, it's a cool role.
Yeah, like, just own it. You did a good job of being annoying.
He'll be a Celtic next year, so.
He's going to be a warrior.
Dylan Brooks, you are a Boston Celtic.
Also, Evan Mobley, robbed of Defensive Player of the Year over Jaren Jackson.
Nobody cares.
Like, honestly, you're going to say that even after they lost in the first round. Like, give it up.
I think it's more that Jaren Jackson Jr. fouled out in a third of his games.
Is that even true?
Yeah. It's like that's not defense.
Quick fact check.
Well, they were the second seed, you know. They maintained.
He led the league in fouls.
They maintained the second seed without Ja. He was a huge part of that.
Yeah, yeah. He was, I mean, honestly, some of those blocks he had in Game 5.
And he's playing great in this series. Yeah. I think he's proving that.
He is. I just think Evan Mobley should have won it.
Where's your mother from, perchance?
Mentor, Ohio.
Is that near Cleveland?
About 20, 30 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
You know who else is from Mentor, Ohio?
Who?
Our good friend of the show, Max Wicks' mom.
I thought you were going to say Kid Cudi.
No, he's just from Cleveland Heights.
Yeah.
You know who else is from Cleveland Heights? The Kelseys. Travis and Jason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Jaren, any updates on this?
I mean, he committed 227 personal fouls in 63 games this year.
That seems like a lot.
Can we get Kevin Skelly on for his math brain?
Why don't we put on some music and dive deeper into it?
I second that. Jared, what do we have on the track?
Next up, a classic weather-themed song, and it might be applicable tomorrow for Spring Fling.
Woo-woo.
Have you ever
seen the rain?
Charlie the Archangel sloped into the room. He said, I have no opinion about this, and I have no opinion about that. Sad as a lonely little wrinkled balloon. He said, well, I don't claim to be happy about this, boys, and I don't seem to be happy about that. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part. She knows about jokes this time, the joke is on me. Well, I have no opinion about that, and I have no opinion about me. Somebody could walk into this room and say your life is on fire. It's all over the evening news, all about the fire in your life on the evening news. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. Ooh. 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 Charlie the Archangel files for divorce. He says, well, this'll eat up a year of my life, and then there's all that weight to be lost. She says, the joke is on me. I say, the joke is on me. I said, I have no opinion about that. Well, we'll just have to wait and confirm. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love.
place in the past. We've been cast out of the Now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Pigeon from hell. Oh, threw sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to Instant Crush. My name is Abe Jollis, joined by two co-hosts, Finian Sicoccio and Jared Cohen. Getting right into it, we have some baseball talk. Finian, I know you're going to love this.
Oh, boy.
Recently, there was a possum found living inside of the Oakland Coliseum walls.
Oh, this is a good story.
In the visitors' press box, I believe.
Visitors, it's the... I don't know why we sound like that, but it's the... Do I sound fried? It's
no,
the,
you sound good.
It's the visitors' opposing broadcast booth. Is yes. So like if you are a visiting broadcast, mm-hmm. you cannot go in there. Like they have to. They're announcing from like another room because there's a possum that's living in there and like defecating everywhere.
Oh.
And like apparently it's a huge problem. And they're talking about it live on air.
Yeah. After this, of course, the Oakland Athletics organization announced that they had purchased land in Las Vegas, Nevada, for a new stadium.
It's a shame.
It is. Now, what do you think are some other possible MLB relocation/expansion opportunities? Where would you like to see teams?
I mean, number one most likely is the Rays moving out of Tampa Bay, but they're so good.
Yeah, you know their attendance is low-key kind of, like, well, it's improving.
Should be good because of how good they are. It's sad.
They're 25th out of 30.
Yeah, but they're 20-3. They're like 21-4. Like,
I want to get back to the possum. Do they give it a name? Or
it
like,
does have a name.
Does it?
I think, but I forget what the name is.
I didn't do enough research on this.
But, I mean, that's just emblematic of the franchise as a whole. But, yeah. like, they're a historic franchise that has been there. They've won there. And the ownership is not willing to put any money into it. Why is everyone moving to Las Vegas?
Like, I really think Oklahoma City needs another team.
They've never had a baseball team.
Yeah, they do have a AAA team.
I think maybe the team in Seattle could move down there.
I feel like Mexico City could use a team.
What, Supersonics 2.0?
Yeah.
Call them the Lightning?
Yeah, there you go.
Thunder and Lightning?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, but they are my favorite team, so shut your mouth.
Supposedly.
That'd be closer to where you live. You could go to games more often.
What about Mexico City,
guys? You will never, ever see me in Oklahoma City in my entire... Like, I'm willing to...
Rumor has it you go to Oklahoma City all the time.
No, I've seen you drinking town. Pepper in Oklahoma City... Dr. Pepper in Oklahoma City several times. Oklahoma
I gotta say, it's ever since that, I've tried Dr. Pepper a couple times. Like I never drink it. It's kind of, like... I get it.
Tastes like cough syrup.
It's kind of good. It's good. It does taste like cough syrup.
No, when it's cold, though...
I don't drink any soda, so I'm not really an expert on this. Yeah.
Well,
but you had a childhood, though.
No, I'm telling you, my entire life, I've probably consumed less than one glass of Coca-Cola.
That is
insane and cap.
Objectively, that's a good thing.
All right, Finian, right now, power rank top five sodas.
I can do top three.
Top three, off the dome.
Number one, Tab.
Crazy.
Shout out to my mom.
What is...
I think it's discontinued. It's a soda that, like... was around in the 70s and 80s.
Number one, Mellow Yellow. Number two, Fanta. Number three, what's the orange? Orangina.
Orange Crush.
Sunny D.
Like an Orange Crush from a vending machine in like...
Dude, I asked you to power rank sodas. Know? It's like ask me to power rank sodas.
Wasn't that the team that always beat us? Were they really bad? Was Orange Crush really bad or really good?
No, it's good.
The Jell-O team.
Oh. Yeah, they were terrible.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Yeah, I wasn't a Jell-O guy.
A rec basketball reference.
To Washington, D.C.
What were you saying that you want me to ask you to power rank top
sodas
three
right
sodas?
Now.
Go.
Ramune.
What's that?
Ramune or whatever?
Ramune.
Like, yeah. I don't know. The Japanese one with the ball that like you push in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And all other places.
Yeah.
You know what's at Wollaston's? They have ramen.
Wollaston's has everything. Shout out to Wollaston's.
Don't bring this up in front of me.
Shout out to the local Wollaston's on my Northeastern campus. That place is the greatest thing that's ever existed.
At Tufts University admin listening to this program, please get in contact with the owner of Wollaston's store at Northeastern to open another branch on the Tufts campus.
This is an officially endorsed statement by Instant Crush. Not WMFO, they don't endorse it.
If not,
Instant Crush endorses
the
statement.
I'll do it myself.
Open your own.
Also, the NFL draft. What are our thoughts, guys? My team?
Patriots got the steal of the round, looks like.
And how do you feel about Emmanuel Forbes? I know you were really high on
him in
your pre-draft.
He got bust written all over him.
Well,
I know on your big board, you had him very high, Finian.
Bleacher Report gave them an F for that pick.
I had him going late first, but...
He weighs 160 pounds.
He also looks like he has incredible instincts. I watched every clip, and he's just like...
He moves.
And honestly,
he's crazy.
Only time I've ever heard Booger McFarland say something agreeable, which was him saying that, yeah, he's on the skinnier side, but that's how that position plays now.
Yeah.
You can get really tall, lanky, skinny guys.
Yeah, Sauce is not exactly big.
No,
yeah.
I mean, he's 6'3".
No, I mean, but he's like 180.
He's
a stick.
Like 180 pounds.
Yeah, same with Emmanuel Forbes.
That's the thing, is that these guys are incredibly quick. They have really long arms, and that's just how the game plays now. And
And they're worse than Christian Gonzalez, who will be a superstar.
I will have to say, in my Madden Connected franchise, I did draft Emmanuel Forbes once, and he won Best Cornerback Award, which is not a real thing.
Not a real award, but somehow a thing in Madden.
Madden loves him, and therefore I do too.
Well, I have to be honest, if we want to get to the song that Finian really wants to hear, we should probably get back to the music.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get ready.
All right, next up, we've got Jukebox Joints. It's ASAP Rocky. Been waiting a long time for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Everlasting. I'm the type to wake up and say it never happened. I mean, I fucked the girl with hella passion, but it's cold how we smash and left her sleeping on a separate mattress. I think her body makes for better practice. Good excuse for my absence, like Flocka, where your ass been? Heard you done with fashion, now your ass is acting. I'm tripping off the acid, now your ass is looking massive. This ain't the shit equipped with columns from my reckless swagging. This that dark house party with this record blasting. Rolling spliffs click beside me, fingers Liberace. When I seen this bitch and Ben and Tommy in some Mirachi. I'm all alone though,
Mood music make me bop slower. Tripping on how I shifted pop culture. Change hip hop on you. Smoking like a roster was my pop's culture. I'd be damned if I die sober. I'll be sure to visit pop folk.
Yeah, I'm my world. Then I got nothing at all. So tell me now, does it hurt? Or it's too late? I'm in my love. I gotta keep my weight up. Do I land if I fall? But never mind, I'll fly.
And shout outs my pretty women's in the spot tonight. Let me see them fucking hands. And for the freaks, I love the niggas with the Jeeps. Let scoops and the beamers and the bins come again. When my death calls, I pray the Lord accept collect calls. Cause I be playing with these women's like they sex dolls. Pull my Prada prior cause it's dropping next fall. Don't you saw the next ball, my closet like the Mets ball. I just love it when you speak soft spoken. Up in the magazines with your teeth all golden. Took the whole year off just to learn to make beats. Dropping flames on my release and leave the streets all smoking. That touch of soul music, I get you higher, grab your lighter fluid. Might add a preacher in the choir to it. I speak the Father's music, hallelujah. Always striving, prosper, stupid. Even Montel can't tell you how we do it. Sit back and watch me do it.
I know I'm in my world. That I got nothing at all. So tell me now, does it hurt? Or it's too late, I'm in my love. But gotta keep my weight up. If I fall, but never mind, I'm flying on.
Okay, let's get past all the swag trapping and fashion talking. You want that ticket to get, so keep it in rap and talking. They rap and pause, so get embarrassed, it actually happens often. You my son like my last abortion, I'm just laughing off it. I change rap, push fashion forward, yeah, I'm that important. You jack my style, she jacked me off, and y'all both acting awkward, jiggling, baby. Nah, go ahead, bitch. Ain't nothing better than a pretty big forehead, bitch. Listen close, I got some shit to tell ya. Motherfuckers get familiar. It's not just model bitches on my genitalia. Did azaleas from Australia, trips to Venezuela. Cinderella's under my umbrella for different weather. Ella, Ella, ages play it like I didn't tell ya. Niggas taking pictures anytime we get together. And hope to fly away just one day like some lovebirds. Only one word that I'm afraid of is the love word. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. What's up, bruh? That all depends. With friends like you, who need friends? Sometimes the best advice is no advice. Especially when it's your advice. Man, remember, your man was on stage dressed like a family member. Man, everything basic to Ye Guevara. That means Saint Laurent is my Zara. I remember Rochelle ain't wanna fuck me with the polo. Hey, bitch, you missed out. Hashtag FOMO. I got one child, but I'm fucking like I'm trying to make FOMO. They wanna throw me under a white jail, cause I'm a black man with confidence of a white male. Hallelujah.
I'm not who I thought I you. I'm not like you. I don't want the lightness. I don't want the wedding gifts. I don't want the diamonds.
All the things that sat around me.
I don't want the life you live.
I don't think that sat around me.
I don't want the diamonds.
All the things that sat around me.
I don't want the life you live.
I don't think that sat around me.
I don't want the diamonds.
All the things that sat around me.
Ask me if I'm happy, stupid motherfucking question. No pity, need to fight a grown man. I was sad, it was sad. Running drugs up on my bike, you know I had a weapon. And them drugs became my obsession. Nobody can say they gave me a fucking thing. Got it from the mud, now I'm a G.O.D. Hold up, going south side, west bank, living legend. Rewind y'all, Christ, this your fucking day, right? Northside shorty off the porch, sipping dip, little sleep, wanna quit. Life overrated as shit. Every day eating sticks, gotta wash it down. And when I wash it down, you know where this with, bitch. I just want some happiness to live a normal life again. Sleep late into nothing. Talk with my cousin like he asked my cousin. I just want some happiness. Live a normal life again. Sleep late into nothing. Talk to my cousin like he asked my cousin.
Everyday savings at the Everything Store, K&B. Now ask your K&B pharmacist for a $3 coupon good on your next new or transferred prescription.
Yeah. Yeah. Huncho. Yeah. My chain, my watch, my wrist, my motherfucking house, my rise and grind. I give away all this shit just to see my dog just one more time. Look up at the lights one time. Hit the stage, rock the mic one time. Roll one, get right one time. Two cups, two cups, two cups. You remember them MCM backpack? We were running them, ramming them racks. No walk, no walk. Ain't never took walk. The polo, never drinking that act. Came in, swept the game like a storm with the motherfucking flow. Nigga, take did that. So don't ask about the group. He gone, we gone. Young nigga, it can't come back. Damn. I'ma make sure mama straight,
mama.
Especially mama take.
Treat.
I can't kick it with a fake,
nah.
And I won't sleep with the snakes.
Snake.
I'd rather eat with the grapes.
Great.
I wanted peace, but I can't.
Peace.
I gotta get some straight. Hold on, wait. Huh. Tryna move forward, but I don't got all the answers.
I don't got the answers.
But I know I can't look backwards. That's dangerous.
That's dangerous.
I had to go read the Bible and take a few pages.
Take a few pages.
Hunt your influence, little nigga. Now I turn the pages. I turn the pages. Never forget that the Migos amazing.
Migo.
Look at the ice in the nine of my pants. You know that them young niggas made it.
Ice.
Get your mind right, little nigga. You never know you can be famous.
You.
I got this shit out the mud and caught a little buzz and QC changed it.
QC.
Faces. Faces.
Faces,
all kind of faces, all kind of faces.
God.
We all God's babies,
God.
We all built with greatness.
Good.
We all came in dangerous. We bound to fall against the odds. We get up and go crazy, and we face it.
Face.
We face it.
Come on.
Whatever type we face.
What up?
The time it takes to get it.
Time.
The time it takes to make it.
Make.
The time it takes to lose it.
Time.
The time it takes to take it.
Take.
The time it takes to win.
Time.
The time you made the greatest.
Greatness.
Yeah. You made the greatest time with your life. Right now is greatness. You picked the perfect time in the world is right now. That time is greatness. I don't care how long it take. I don't care what storm you've been through. It's greatness. It's how legends is born. Greatness. I couldn't do it without the greatest group in the world. Greatness. I couldn't do it without the greatest nephew in the world. Greatness. I love my mama. I love my sister. Greatness. My niece. Greatness.
lingo, greatness. To infinity, the strongest link in the world, greatness.
We're back, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tough Street from Radio, hitting you with a quick PSA.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, NHTSA and the Ad Council. We'll be right back with some music. It's Colors, Black Pumas.
I woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue just like we rehearsed.
When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk where I'll be shaded. I'm headed to town, town, town in style, with all my favorite colors.
Yes, sir.
All my favorite colors.
Right.
My sisters and my brothers, see them black no other. All my favorite colors. It's a good day. Oh,
right, we are back. That's all the music we have in store with just under a minute left. And really quickly, I'd just like to say some things. First, Finian, I understand that you are going to return home to our lovely city of D.C. on Monday.
Sadly, yes.
Which means you will no longer be joining us for in-studio episodes of Instant Crush, at least for this season.
Shocking. I did not know this.
I'm retiring.
I want to say, on behalf of the team here at Instant Crush, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all your insightful commentary.
The production staff is going to be very sad to see you leave.
And for indulging us all these weeks. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
Of course, of course.
To the 31 listeners out there, we appreciate you.
I mean, we're going to be back for another week.
We'll be back.
And as I wipe
this, I appreciate them.
As I wipe this tear from my eye, I'd like to say, same time next week, knuckleheads. Have a very good night. This has been Instant Crush. My name is Abe Jollis, Jared Cohen, and Finian Sicoccio. Good night, everybody.
Peace.